Hello, my name is Kennedy Patillo, and I'm going to be talking to you about what principals should do when it comes to requiring teachers to commit to promoting all children's belongings in a professional way. For my first segment, I'm going to be talking about how students should be treated as guests in the classroom. Let's start by unpacking the essential topic. Teachers should treat students like guests in the classroom. Now think about how you treat guests when they're at your homes. We make sure they feel welcome, respected, and comfortable. Why shouldn't classrooms feel the same? The principal's role is crucial here. You set the tone for how your teachers approach classroom culture by ensuring teachers follow clear, consistent social and disciplinary routines. You give students a sense of structure. This structure creates a foundation for students to feel respected and valued. Going back to the textbook and looking back at Chapter 8, these learning objectives relate to the topics such as understand how leaders influence organizational culture and develop interpersonal and organizational strategies to increase employee engagement. For my second segment, I'm going to be talking about committing to belonging. Next, I'm going to talk about commitment, specifically requiring teachers to commit to promoting all students' sense of belonging. This goes beyond just being nice. It's about a professional and strategic approach to inclusion. Principals hold your staff accountable. Encourage reflective practices that challenge bias and foster equity. This might involve ongoing training or providing teachers with tools to build inclusive lesson plans that celebrate diversity. Host professional development workshops focused on cultural competence and relationship building strategies. Model this commitment yourself in your interactions with your students and staff. And going back to the textbook and looking at chapters 3, these learning objectives relate to this topic, known as understanding the importance of diversity and inclusion in the workplace and identifying strategies to foster teamwork and collaboration. For my third segment, I'm going to be talking about comfort and security in the classroom. Lastly, let's discuss making students feel comfortable and secure in the classroom. Imagine trying to learn while feeling unsafe or out of place. It's almost impossible, right? And principals work closely with teachers to ensure classrooms are places of psychological safety. This means fostering environments where students feel free to express themselves without fear or judgment or ridicule. Small actions matter. Greeting students at the door, using their names, and showing interest in their lives go a long way in creating comfort. For principals, this also means addressing border school-wide practices, like ensuring bullying prevention policies are enforced consistently and giving teachers the tools to create trauma-informed classrooms. In these objectives, known as recognize the role of psychological safety in effective teams and learn how to create a supportive environment for employee well-being and successful, all relate back to the textbook. And for my closing thoughts, creating a sense of belonging is not just a nice to have. It's essential for students' success. Principals, your leadership is the driving force behind the transformation. By ensuring teachers make students feel like guests, promoting belonging and fostering comfort and security, you're laying the groundwork for your thriving school community. Thank you for listening to this episode, and I'm glad that I can inform you on how principals can hold their staff accountable and making sure students feel welcomed in their classrooms.